but exclusively without any other .gov address involved?
Secretary Kerry, Secretary Clinton, of course, just used her personal email address. Secretary Powell did, in fact, do that, just use a personal email as well. Yes.
And to have your own personal server, they call it Homebrew, which is connected to her home in Chappaqua, actually. How unusual, I guess it's unusual for most people, but how unusual is that? I guess the question is, how much does this keep public business private?
Well, I think that's the real question here. I think you put your finger on it. And that is the question is, why does she have her own, not only her own email address and not just get the one that it's assigned to at work like the rest of us do, but, you know, why does she take the additional step to set up her own network? Now, Jeb Bush also had used a personal email address, and he also had owned his own servers as well. But in his case, he was regularly turning them over to the state. So there was a difference. In the case of Hillary Clinton, she didn't turn any of these over for, you know, public examination until after she left office and received a request.
Well, that's one of the questions. She's been under, with this in Benghazi investigation, pretty constant investigation for a while. Why are we just hearing now about the existence of this private account?
Well, I don't think people really knew that it was only the case. It came out through the committee's investigation as they requested those emails. Now, we should say that the State Department did request those emails themselves as part of what they say is a routine effort to comply with federal records keeping requirements. And so they asked for all of her emails and then subsequently turned some of those over to the House committee.